Now we're going to move from the protection component on the production continuum and look into the third aspect, which is production. I know it's a lot more exciting than protection for so many people, but when the protection component's not handled properly, production becomes one of the most painful experiences you could imagine. Part of the reason is, when you make inappropriate choices, or you didn't have the right information, and you didn't do the right risk assessment, or you lost because of the other areas that weren't handled, that typically is not only a distraction, it completely derails people and hurts their passion and their overall perspective. So we go in a certain order, and now that the foundation is built, we can start building the more sexy aspects of this blueprint, right? So production, we're going to begin with banking. Interesting topic, plenty of information out there when it comes to banking, plenty of concern. Are banks going to be okay? That's not the conversation we're having today. What we're going to talk more about is what are the different functions of banking and making sure that you're doing the right thing and you would be saying yes, or if you're not sure, marking that, or if you know it's not the right thing, marking no so that we can change that course, get off that bumpy road and get to a better, you know, smoother, faster road. Okay. Let's begin with a credit score. Number one, do you know what your credit score is? Yes, no, or unsure. Number two, is your credit score over 760? Yes, no, or unsure. Okay, if it's under 760, or even if it's above, do you understand the things that allow you to keep an optimal credit score? Let's talk about a few of those. Number one, if you do not have an installment loan, did you know it actually hurts your credit? So here it is. You actually get a loan to improve your credit. Some people think, well, if everything's completely paid off and you pay everything on time, you're going to have the ideal credit score. Actually, revolving lines like credit cards are important to your credit score as well. They're looking at how much is available. If you have a lot of credit available to you and you've used less than 30% of it, so meaning you don't ever go over 30% loan to value on that credit card, that's going to help you optimize your credit score. If we go to just paying things on time, that's pretty obvious. Even paying it a little bit early just to make sure that it's reported and, you know, that you're getting the right information. And you don't typically get something hit your credit unless it goes past 30 days. But there's also a different...